single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. May the Lord bless you as you walk together with Him today. Do you enjoy taking tests, an exam where you are evaluated? Especially when you are not prepared, you will not enjoy it. One time when I was in seminary, I took this test, and the test was an oral exam. When I went into the professor's office to talk together with him, and then he was quizzing me about different things. Almost toward the end of our time together, he asked me to describe to him particular things about a particular theology. And then as I began to tell him six, seven different things about the theology, he told me, "Steve, there are other seven that you need to tell me." I was unprepared. I didn't know there were more material other than what I prepared. And then I was sweating, and then I was becoming hot, and then I felt miserable sitting there, even when he was being very kind to me. I thought, when I stand before the Lord, I don't want to be unprepared to give him account of how I live my life. Today's passage, we will talk together a little bit about what's going to happen the last day when God comes to bring judgment.
Isaiah chapter 24, verses 14 through 23. They raise their voices, they shout for joy. From the west they acclaim the Lord's majesty. Therefore in the east give glory to the Lord. Exalt the name of the Lord, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea. From the ends of the earth we hear singing, glory to the righteous one. But I said, I waste away, I waste away. Woe to me, the treacherous betray, with treachery the treacherous betray. Terror and pit and snare await you, O people of the earth. Whoever flees at the sound of terror will fall into a pit. Whoever climbs out of the pit will be caught in a snare. The floodgates of the heavens are opened. The foundations of the earth shake. The earth is broken up. The earth is split asunder. The earth is thoroughly shaken. The earth reels like a drunkard. It sways like a hut in the wind. So heavy upon it is the guilt of its rebellion that it falls, never to rise again. In that day the Lord will punish the powers in the heavens above and the kings on the earth below. They will be herded together like prisoners bound in a dungeon. They will be shut up in prison and be punished after many days. The moon will be abashed, the sun ashamed. For the Lord Almighty will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem and before its elders gloriously.
Continuing on from yesterday's passage, chapter 24 talks about God bringing judgment upon the whole earth, whole world, and that's what we see. But as we see God bringing judgment, we see different responses of people and different things that's taking place. You know, if you look at verses 18 and down, we see the floodgates of heaven are open, foundation of earth are shaking, the earth is broken up, split asunder, and then so many things are happening, and then whole earth is going through this destruction, and then many aspects of judgment, that's what we see. In the midst of it, we see some different responses. We see there are some people that are coming together, especially trying to avoid this terrible thing that's coming, judgment.
verses 17 and down. And then there are people, terror and pit and snare await you, O people of the earth. And then these other people, they're trying to flee, and the sound of terror, and they're trying to get away from falling into the pit, and they're trying to get out of the trap, and they're trying to save themselves helplessly. And then nevertheless, they will be all overcome by what was happening, and then they will experience the judgment that's coming. But what's shocking is in verses 14 through 16, there is a sound of joy, shout of joy, and there is praise that is arising. And that's what we see. That's right. In the midst of many people panicking and fearful and then responding, reacting in terrible ways, in the midst of it, there rises praise among people from far and from many from the West. Their voices crying out, shouting, the voice of joy, and shouts of praise, and acclaiming the Lord's majesty, and then giving glory to the Lord, and exalting the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. And verse 16, from the ends of the earth, we hear singing, glory to the righteous one. You see, these are the people, because they've come to know the righteous one, God's Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, through whom that we have also were saved and became righteous. They're giving the Lord praise. It became a time where they are going to be worshiping the Lord. And that's what we see. But you know what? This passage contains some other things that we see. Verses 21 and down, it speaks about God's judgment upon the Satan. This is not the ultimate judgment, but that God coming and then is putting Satan and his followers into a dungeon and prison. And that's what we see. And then verse 23, we see the Lord Almighty will reign on Mount Zion, and then in Jerusalem before its elders, he is going to reign gloriously. And that's what we see. You see, as we look at this passage, yes, when God comes to judge, there will be different responses to those that are prepared, to those that have come to find life and hope and eternal life in Jesus Christ. As they've come to know the righteous one, there is rejoicing and praise and worship. But to those who are neglecting and ignoring and then doing their own thing, they're trying to save themselves, but not able to save themselves. And they will be going through so much, we see. And at the end, how does everything end? We see the Lord who is going to be on his throne, and he will be reigning. And that's how it ends. You know, when we think about how everything's going to end, the apocalyptic things and end time, you know, terror and horror, you know, this is what we see. How is it going to end? It's going to end with God coming near and winning. And he is going to be the victor. And he is going to reign forever. And that's what we see. I hope you and I will be prepared. Are you somebody that prepares well for an exam or event or whatever that's going to come up for sure?
I hope that you do. Jesus is coming for sure. And Jesus is going to come and reveal everything. And then he is going to be reigning forever. And that's what we see. I hope that you will live today, investing your life in eternity. And I hope today that you will tell somebody about preparing from coming judgment so that they will praise God, not run to cover or try to hide themselves from God's coming wrath. God, thank you that you have sent Jesus Christ, to whom that we have hope and eternal life. Help us to be people that are preparing, especially to tell others about the hope that they have in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
For a single soul, reaching the world, all and stepping in closer, CGM.